from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Yeah, well, I think there's not any single thing that happens that you see show up on Trade Rumors or, you know, wherever people get their news. There's not any single thing that happens, a trade that happens in baseball that we're not aware of or surprised by, because we're talking to and engaged in all of those deals ourselves. So it's just very unlikely you're going to see any news that is something that weren't aware was going on. We've been engaged with other teams really for several weeks, certainly the last few days, getting prices. If a deal happens and we're not involved in it, it just, for whatever reason, it can be more than one reason, it just didn't line up in a way where we felt it made sense for the Pirates.
An interesting answer from Ben Cherington there, because he was asked by Greg Brown on the Ben Cherington show yesterday if the injuries affect the way that you operate around the deadline. And then Cherington goes on for 46 seconds. They're not talking about injuries at all, just talking about how they're involved in every deal and then the deals that they're not involved in, they at least know are going on. Okay, well, sorry, Ben, but we're going to use your words against you here. Radio. Randy Arozarena gets traded from the Tampa Bay Rays to the Seattle Mariners, a team that I've likened to the Pirates. Great pitching team, can't hit for crap. Randy Arozarena the last couple of months has been super hot. Randy Arozarena, you go back to last year, OPS plus 121, 123 the year before that, 129, 182, 185. So at worst, 21% better than league average. This is a very good player who's got an OPS over 1,000 in the playoffs, who in a run to a World Series hit 10 home runs in 20 games 1 year. And the Mariners gave up bupkis for him.
Nothing.
The 14th and 15th ranked prospects in their organization, according to Baseball America. So was this one of those deals that Ben Cherington was aware of? The answer is yes, because he said he's aware of every deal. Mm-hmm. Was this a deal that they were involved in? Because if they were, how do you not pay that up? How do you not say, okay, we'll give you our 12th or 13th best prospect for Randy freaking Arozarena?
I can't stop thinking about what you said about Rooker. And if there's a possibility where they don't fit, these certain prospects or these certain players don't fit the position of need. Like, it's like, oh, well, Rooker's a DH. We don't need another DH. We have Andrew McCutchen. Oh, Arozarena, he's a left fielder. We have Brian Reynolds. Like, if that's their train of thought, that worries me big time. That could possibly be.
It could be, like, especially for Rooker.
Well, he's a DH. We just believe he's a DH.
With the Arozarena, if you play left field, you can play right field.
Right.
You know? He can't play center, fine. Are they just not willing to meet that asking price? Or in the case of Randy Arozarena, is it the cash? Is that what keeps them from pulling the trigger on a guy like
that? If there's anything, it'd be that, in my opinion. What's his deal?
So he's arbitration the next few years. and this year it's $2.8 million. I can't believe. I know we want to come down hard on Bob Nutting in these parts, and we'll get into this more full form coming up at 7 o'clock. I just can't see that they would not entertain bringing him in to pay out $2.8 million. Like, they penny pinch, but they're not penny pinching to that degree.
Right.
They're just not. So you're not willing to give up your 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th best prospect to get this guy? And I don't want to be unfair here. I'm just using Ben Cherington's words. We are aware of every deal, and we're involved in a lot of deals, paraphrasing. If you are aware of every deal, and that's the asking price for Randy Arozarena, what are we doing here?
Do you know if they ask, and Kalis, you could chime in, do you know if in Major League Baseball they ask the player where they would prefer to be traded?
I don't think so, unless you'd have the no movement clause or something like that.
Okay.
I actually heard an anecdote about Brian Reynolds the other day, and there are certain places that he doesn't want to go. Like, he doesn't want to go out west or anything like that. So I think it can get baked into a contract, but I think you're just going to the highest bidder.
Mm-hmm. Because that would make some sense. Like, Arozarena, okay, yeah, I want to go to Seattle. I don't want to go to Pittsburgh. Okay, Jazz Chisholm, I want to go to the Yankees, where my hitting coach is that I had whenever I was first entered the league.
Right.
And it's the Yankees.
Yeah, and Derek Jeter was part owner of the Marlins, and I revered the guy, and I get to wear A-Rod's number, and it's all fun and games, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, if players had a say, okay, then that throws another wrinkle into all this. I just don't know at the deadline if most guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Off-season free agents, yeah, but I would also think this would be a place that would kind of be sexy to come to now with Paul Skeens and the youth of this team.
Craig Bish was telling the PM team a couple weeks ago that he may thrive better here because the expectations are growing, whereas in New York, it's intense pressure all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you think about guys like Zach Greinke, who couldn't cut it in New York because he had the anxiety issues, of which I am empathetic.
Yeah, but okay, guys. Like, close your eyes and think about it. Oh, would I rather go to the Pittsburgh Pirates or the New York Yankees?
The Yankees, I don't think, are as hot of a ticket as, I mean, they're...
It's not even about that. It's not even about right now. It's just the cachet.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's 100%
true. It's the cachet. But I don't care what, I mean, it, and for both sides.
But I don't think it plays into anything at the deadline. Okay. I don't. People are killing me on the text line saying I'm throwing an I into Arozarena's name. I'm not. I just thought there was a tilde on the N.
Tilde.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of those squiggly lines over the N?
Tilde.
Let me check in on that because people might be right.
You roll the R too in Perez. Martinez.
Perez. There appears not to be a tilde on the N, so I apologize. I mean, just real quick. Whether I say his name right or not doesn't matter. He had 10 homers in 20 postseason games a few years ago. He's got a career OPS plus like 140. And the Seattle Mariners got him for the 14th and 15th best prospects in their minor league system. I could call him Billy Bob Thornton. And I read his stats. And you know the Pirates have a hole in the outfield. And that's what should matter. Shut the hell up. I don't know how to say his name right.
Okay, Adam Crowley.
Thank you.
Crowley.
It's pronounced Crowley. Now, here's a text. And this is a good one. This we will entertain. Are you certain the Pirates' 10 to 15 prospects are anywhere near as highly ranked as other teams' 10 to 15? The other team's players are ranked higher overall. I mean, that could be the case.
Right.
But then that's on Ben Cherington, too.
Right, right. Offer a higher prospect.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Offer a prospect then that's comparable, not in terms of the rankings,
right,
but in terms of the value of said prospect. And then there's this. You've been rebuilding for 5 years. Longer than that. He's been here for 5 years. You've been rebuilding for years. If you can't win a war of prospects, then you should not be the GM of the Pittsburgh Pirates after this year, because your prospects need to be good enough to where you can go out and you can get players at the deadline. Arozarena.
Reyna.
Arozarena. 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 Arozarena.
There you go.
Kiss my butt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.